Hello.
Hi, good evening, sir. My name is Jay from Opinion Research, and we're just conducting a public opinion survey on local issues, and we would like to include your response to the study. Sir, can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you a registered to vote on the state of Maryland?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Now, scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Now, the flooding, the storms, and the wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. Now, sir, how concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm not too concerned because
Okay, not too concerned. Thank you, sir. Now, a recent study from the federal government, it shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Now, sir, would you agree or disagree that you have been financially, that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland? Do you agree
no.
with that or disagree?
I disagree with that.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with that?
Disagree with that.
Strongly?
Disagree.
Strongly, okay. Thank you. I appreciate your patience. Now, some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and another infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of the climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Now, sir, will you support or oppose this bill? What's your opinion?
Well, I'm not supporting that.
Okay, so you will oppose somewhat or oppose strongly? How should I record your answer?
Not strongly.
Strongly, okay. Now, in recent analysis, I found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cause 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Now, sir, will you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard in Maryland?
I support it.
Support it somewhat or strongly support that?
Strongly support that.
Strongly. Thank you, sir, and I appreciate your patience. Now, moving on. I'm sorry. I'm going to read you real quick a list of various proposals being considered by the state of making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. Now, after each, sir, please indicate whether you will support or oppose the proposal, okay? The first proposal they want to implement is providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Now, sir, will you support that proposal or oppose?
I support it.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Okay, now the proposal of protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Will you strongly support that? Somewhat support?
No.
Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Oppose that. Strongly oppose.
Okay, now the proposal of increasing access to public transportation in Maryland. Will you strongly support that proposal, sir? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
What is that you get in the state of Maryland?
Increasing access to public transportation. That is
public transportation.
Yes.
Well, public
strongly
transportation.
Support?
Yes.
Somewhat support, strongly support. Okay. Now, improving electrical grid reliability. Strongly support that? Somewhat support. Okay. Now, expanding quality health care. Strongly support. Okay. Now, installing air condition in buildings that need it. Will you support or oppose this proposal? Strongly? Somewhat?
What is this again?
Will you strongly support that proposal? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Okay. How about the building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorm. Will you support this proposal strongly? Somewhat?
To reduce what?
Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorm.
Yeah.
Will
support?
I support it.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now, moving on. How convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? Okay, I'm going to read the statements, and you can tell me if you find that statement very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. Okay, here's the first one. Climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Now, is this statement very convincing to you? Somewhat convincing? Not too convincing or not at all convincing, sir?
Not at all convincing.
Not at all convincing, okay. Now, big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to clean forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that the same companies help to pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Now, is that statement, sir, very convincing to you? Somewhat? Not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not too convincing.
Not too convincing. Okay. Now, the communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Now, public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Now, sir, how convincing is that statement to you? Very somewhat? Not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not too convincing.
Not too convincing? Okay, let's move on. Now, sir, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or no impact?
No impact.
Thank you, sir. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build a solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or no impact?
No, it's not a lawmaker.
Now, should I record your answer, sir? Diminish your opinion, enhance your opinion of the lawmaker, or no impact? Okay. And now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker, sir? Diminish your opinion or no impact?
That will diminish my opinion.
Diminish, okay. Thank you. Will you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensures that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to consumers? Will you strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Somewhat oppose. Thank you. Now, if the 2024 election, sir, were held today, from who would you vote for the president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., an independent?
I'll go to Kennedy, Jr.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only, so we can finish, and it will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Now, in which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older? How young are you?
Oh, you're talking about my age?
No, sir. It was a joke. But are you from 50 to 64 or 65 and older?
No, I'm 60. I'm 85.
Oh, wow. It's a pleasure to meet you. I never thought. I could have never guessed. Believe me. I could have never guessed. I'm telling you the truth, sir. That's why I said how young you were. Now, which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican?
Democrat. Democrat.
Thank you, sir. And what is your race? A white Caucasian, African American?
I am black.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Stay safe. Okay. Stay safe.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much. Bye.
Yes, sir.
Got my dick. Cry.